With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving headfirst into something super important, creating healthy coping mechanisms. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a stressful deadline at work, a personal conflict, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like your default response is stress eating a whole bag of chips while binge-watching reality TV? Don't worry, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if there were better ways to handle those tough times? What if we could actually use those challenges as opportunities to grow stronger and more resilient? That's exactly what we're going to explore today. First things first, let's talk about why healthy coping mechanisms are so crucial. Life is a roller coaster filled with both exhilarating highs and stomach-churning lows. It's like that saying. If you think life is hard when you're running, try walking uphill. The truth is, we're all going to face challenges. But how we respond to those challenges defines who we are and shapes our experiences. Now, I want you to picture this. Imagine yourself as a tree in a strong windstorm. Some trees bend with the force, adapting and swaying without breaking. Others resist, holding their ground stubbornly and eventually snapping under pressure. Which type of tree do you want to be? The key is to develop coping mechanisms that allow us to bend without breaking, to navigate life's storms with grace and resilience. So, what are some practical strategies we can implement? Here are five powerful tips. 1. Mindfulness meditation. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's awesome if you are. It's about taking a few minutes each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and really savor those little moments of joy throughout the day. You'd be surprised how much this can calm your mind and reduce stress. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 2. Physical activity. Ever notice that after a good workout, you feel a surge of energy and clarity? Exercise isn't just about looking good in those jeans, it's seriously good for your mental well-being. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects, and helps to clear your head when things are feeling overwhelming. Whether it's hitting the gym, going for a run, or dancing like nobody is watching in your living room, find something you enjoy and move that body. 3. Connect with loved ones. Remember those cheesy Hallmark movies where they emphasize the importance of family and friends? Turns out there's some truth to it. Strong social connections are vital for our well-being. Talk to someone you trust about what's going on, share your feelings, or just have a good laugh together. Remember, you don't have to go through life's challenges alone. 4. Engage in hobbies. Life is so much more than work and responsibilities. Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's painting, reading, playing music, gardening, or anything else that sparks your passion. Engaging in hobbies helps us recharge, de-stress, and connect with our creative side. 5. Practice gratitude. This might sound a little cheesy at first, but trust me on this one. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor those little moments of beauty and kindness around you. You know that saying, practice makes perfect. Well, when it comes to healthy coping mechanisms, the same applies. Remember that real-life example I mentioned earlier? Picture this. You're driving to work and get stuck in rush hour traffic. Instead of hitting the panic button and letting road rage take over, which we've all been there, try taking a few deep breaths, put on your favorite playlist, and use the extra time to listen to an inspiring podcast or simply enjoy the scenery. You could even call a friend for a quick chat. See how turning that stressful situation into an opportunity for mindful movement and connection can change your entire experience. So remember, building your stoic core isn't about being emotionless, it's about developing resilience, inner strength, and the ability to navigate life's challenges with grace and wisdom. By incorporating these healthy coping mechanisms into your daily routine, you can not only survive the storms, but actually thrive in them. Now go out there and be that strong, resilient tree. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic inspiration. We're building a community here, one mindful step at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.